What are you working? Oh, yeah.
The training center, yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the March 5th, 2025 Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. It's approximately 6:30 p.m. I'm going to call order of the members. Raymond Tucker.
Present.
Joe Pasqualetti. Jim DeCastro.
Here.
John Mangelino.
Present.
And I'm John Cerbello. I am present. We have two items on the agenda tonight. We're going to start with item 25-001, Paul Schlick, Varflex, owner of, I'm sorry. We also have Mr. Domenico from the Codes Enforcement Office. I know you like to be announced. And Angie Toomey from the Corporation Counsel's Office. All right, item 25-001, first one of the year, Paul Schlick, Varflex, owner of 512 West Court Street, is seeking to construct an addition with a side yard setback of 8 feet. This requires an area variance because in the IG zone, room zoning code section table 80-7-1 says that commercial districts dimensional standards requires a 25-foot side yard setback. Is there anybody here to represent this project? Can you please go to, I believe that microphone probably works. Go to the microphone, state your name, your address, and your relationship to the project. Can we hear that?
You need to turn it on.
There, how's that?
There we go.
Yeah, my name's Paul Schlick. Would you want my address?
Sure.
Okay, it's 5720 Youngs Road, Vernon Center is where I live.
Okay.
And I'm the general contractor for Varflex.
All right, great. Mr. Schlick, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, good. So you're going for an area variance.
Yep.
And what we look for are standards within the area variance, and I'd like to read them into the record, and then you can tell us about your project. So there's five items. So number one, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties will be created by the granting of the area variance. Number two, whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some method feasible for the applicant to pursue other than the area variance. Number three, whether the requested area variance is substantial. Number four, whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. And number five, whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, which consideration shall be relevant to the decision of the Board of Appeals, but shall not necessarily preclude the granting of the area variance. You should have addressed it, all these five things in your application. So try to address them in telling us, you know, what your project's all about and, you know, kind of just give us a sense of what we're doing.
Just want to put an extension on the glass warehouse. That's where they store their product. As far as being detrimental to the surrounding property, and it's going to be improvement. And the other question you had was, well, we didn't, whether it's, we need to variance because it's something we brought on ourselves. No, it's just, we bought the city property so we could extend the warehouse. And
okay, what we'll typically do is if you just give us, just give a description of why you're building it, what you're building, and then we'll probably have questions after.
Okay. It'll be 50 by 80. It'll be 17 foot high at the eaves, and I'll have a 512 pitch. And it's just so you put shelving in for storing the raw product, raw fiberglass, which they do in the existing building. So when we add on to it, we'll knock the end wall out, and they'll just give them more square footage to store the right now they truck it from Success Drive daily. This way they won't have to run the truck as much.
Okay, less traffic in the neighborhood. Okay, what we'll do is we usually have a public portion of the meeting, so we'll allow anybody from the public to come and speak. I'll read into any letters from the public, and then we'll have questions for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to open up the public portion of the meeting. Does anybody wish to speak on this? Okay. Public portion is closed. I have one letter from the Oneida County Department of Planning I'm going to read into the record. Okay. Applicant Paul Schlick, Barflex, location 512 West Court Street, City of Rome. Subject action, area variance of side yard setback reduction. The box for no recommendation as to final action has been checked. And it makes a note that says the tax map number does not match the location map. Avoid development impacts to Wood Creek floodplain floodway. So that's the recommendation, or I guess there is a recommendation. And it's dated 2/5/2025, and it's signed by James J. Genovese, the second commissioner of planning. Okay, anybody, any other questions from the, any questions from the board? Mr. Tucker.
Yeah, Paul, I'm just trying to make sure I understand. It same, basically matching the same structure.
Yeah, same structure.
Okay. And then you've got, it looks like you've got to take some of the tree down that's on the one lot.
That was done. Does it show up on their survey map? I think
it's not on the survey map, but when I was over there today, there's a maple tree that extends out of, I guess it'd be Lamedia Junior's property. Looking at the tree, it looks like you have to do some trimming in order to get that building.
Yeah, probably some trim. We don't have to take the tree out.
That's good. So you said it's in the center of the back of that property?
Yeah, here, I can.
And Don Lamandia's property?
On the city lot. Yeah, we just. Okay, and then the only thing I thought of was, obviously this year we remember that snow is an issue in our area. It doesn't look like there's an issue with the snow that came down on the back of the existing building, but obviously can't crush your neighbor's fence. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
So that doesn't seem to be an issue. You're far enough away, do you think, from the fence, or you'll put in, you know, necessary measures? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't look like it was an issue on the existing one.
That side, it's
the microphone. North. Can you use the microphone just so?
Yeah, it usually builds up on the north side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? You guys ready for the vote? All right. We're going to do a roll call vote. We are going to vote on item 25001. Paul Schlick, owner of 512 West Court, is seeking to construct an addition with a side yard setback of 8 feet, area variance on this item. Raymond Tucker.
Yeah, based on Mr. Schlick's testimony in the application, I feel he's met the criteria. I approve the application.
Thank you. Mr. Pescoletti.
In favor.
Thank you, Mr. DeCastro. Thank you, Mr. Megelino.
In favor.
Thank you, and I'm also in favor. 5-0 vote. You're ready to go. Make sure you talk to Mr. Domenico before you get anything started on the property.
Yeah.
Congrats.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day. All right. Next item on the agenda. We have item 25-002. Matthew Andrews, owner of 600 East Garden Street, is... is seeking to demolish an existing covered porch, stoop, and stair and replace it with an addition with a covered porch, stoop, and stair. The dimension of the existing covered stoop to the Grant Place front property line is 7 feet. The new addition and covered stoop will be 3'2" from the Grant Place front property line. The pre-existing non-conforming rights will allow for the new uncovered stair encroachment to be 2 feet from the Grant Place front property line. A 3-inch setback is being proposed. This requires two actions, two area variances, actually. So area variance number one is that in R15, Rome Zoning Code Table 80-13-1, it is permitted, but encroachments into required setbacks steps is a 5-foot max. The second area variance in an R1-5 Rome Zoning Code Section 80-20.3 structural alterations says that no structural alterations are permitted on any non-conforming structure except in the following situations. And that situation is section three or number three, when the alteration will not create any new nonconformity or increase the degree of any existing nonconformity. For example, if a structure is nonconforming in terms of the required front setback, i.e. does not meet the required minimum, the structure may add a rear addition if it meets all other district regulations. Is there anybody here to represent this project?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
All right, can you please state your name, your address, and your relationship?
Yep, Matthew Andrews, 600 East Garden Street, Rome, New York. I'm the property occupant. The bank is the owner, co-owner.
But is it, aren't they all?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Andrews, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Of course. All right, just like our last applicant, we want you to tell us about the project, but I do read the area variance standards that we consider into the record. And they are, number one, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties will be created by the granting of the area variance. Number two, whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some method feasible for the applicant to pursue other than an area variance. Number three, whether the requested area variance is substantial. Number four, whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. And number five, whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, which consideration shall be relevant to the decision of the Board of Appeals, but shall not necessarily preclude the granting of the area variance. Again, these were all in your application. Can you just give us a sense of your project and try to address each one of those?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my primary residence, only residence, is 600 East Garden Street. I live there with my wife and my son. I purchased the home in 2014. We invested pretty heavily since then into the exterior, the yard, landscaping, fencing. The front porch was rebuilt during the pandemic, which a lot of people did home improvement projects during the pandemic. We did a patio and rebuilt the front porch in kind. In 2016, we were married. That was before we had my son Truman. And in 2019, he joined the family. And currently the house is a three bedroom, one bath. There's no half bath. There's no second bath. Since the pandemic and Truman being born, we are in desperate need of a second bathroom or a half bathroom. The side porch currently needs to be addressed this year in one way or another. So the side porch is in bad shape and it needs to be repaired. I reached out to a local architect, Andy Morgan, who came over on a weekend, and I think it was a Sunday, and did a walkthrough with us to try to come up with a game plan on where we could actually locate a half bath or a full bath on the property, connected to the house, obviously. And for several different reasons, and him knowing that we were going to have to rebuild that porch, we thought that it would be the best path forward to deal with the porch and the bathroom as one project. It just made sense with the layout of the home to not have to use a bathroom that's connected onto the main living room or the dining room. Adding on to the kitchen really isn't feasible. Just the positioning of the house and how the rooms are set up and the basement access. I know it's like not ideal that it's being built towards the road. From the zoning board's perspective, I think that we've made a good effort to be really good neighbors and, you know, produce or be at least a piece of a quality neighborhood and a community since we've moved in. I don't know if you can see the renderings that Andy put together for us, but it's, you know, it's in the same taste as the main structure. There'll be lap siding to match the rest of the first floor. And we're looking at similar doors and windows as the existing structure has. I thought that the front stairs could encroach, and that the main structure itself was what the request was for. The existing porch sits out about 5 feet proud of the west building facade. So we essentially had about 5 feet to work with. And the stairs that are there now our precast concrete stairs that have been there since I've owned the house. We've actually had to reposition them a couple times because they keep settling and it's really wonky. So we asked the architect if we're going to do a mudroom and enclosed front porch, like, you know, what can we get a half bath? Can we get a full bath in? He presented an option for a half bath and just, you know, based on our family needs. I think full bath makes sense if we're going to invest a bunch of money to do a toilet. We might as well include a shower if we can, you know, if the budget allows and we can make it happen this year. So really the actual structure is about a foot further away from the house than the existing porch. And because the existing porch serves as the landing to the front door, we didn't want to just put stairs back directly to the front door. We wanted a landing in front of the door. So that's why it kind of kicks it out, the additional space towards the right of way, because there is a landing. There's one less set. There's one less stair total, but there's essentially a full landing.
I think that's enough information, at least, unless you have something else.
I'm not going to say.
Would you like to go on record and say that? Or okay. All right. I'm going to open up to public, and then we might have some questions. How's that? All right. Anybody wishing to speak? We're good. All right, public portion is closed. Any questions from the board? We have no questions. It's one easy question. It's one less step because did you drop it inside? Is it like one step down in the, inside the addition?
There's four stairs currently and then a landing that is a couple inches above the last stair. And that's the porch is the landing right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. No more questions? All right. We're ready for the question? Oh, we have two. Be ready. All right. Area variance number one, R1-5. This is the encroachment into the required setback that requires 5 foot max. I'm going to start with Joe Pasquale. Thank you. Jim DeCastro. John Magellino.
In favor.
Thank you. Raymond Tucker.
In favor.
All right, and I'm in favor as well. So the first area variance has been approved. Second area variance, structural alterations. No structural alterations are permitted on any non-conforming structure except in the situations that I laid out earlier. Vote on this, Jim DeCastro. Thank you. Mr. Magellino?
In favor.
Thank you. Mr. Tucker?
In favor.
Thank you. Mr. Pasquale? Thank you, and I'm also in favor. 5-0 on both of them, guys. Congratulations, and get to work and make sure you talk to Mr. Domenico before you build anything.
Motion to adjourn.
I got a motion to adjourn. Anybody want a second? Second by Mr. Angelino. Everybody else in favor? Say aye. Aye. Opposed, say no. And we are adjourned.
Thank you.